I wanted to conclude this historical review referring to a very important set of events that took place about 60 years ago that have really transformed humanity. Until about 60 years ago, the vast majority of the world population did not have the opportunity to set foot in a school. And that changed, and it changed in part as a result of the crafting of this document, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which, as you know, was a result of a group of visionary leaders who, looking at the devastation caused by World War II, asked themselves, what would it take to create the conditions so that this kind of horror never happens again? And they said what it would take would be to identify what are the basic rights that every person has simply because they're a human being, and to create a global architecture, to create the institutional infrastructure that would allow us to advance in the achievement of those rights. And one of those rights, which is contained in Article 26 of the Declaration, is the right to education. And that invention, of course, reflects the legacy of Comenius 400 years earlier. But it is now not just an idea of a philosopher expressed in a book. It is now a covenant. It is part of a global compact to which countries adhere. And in adhering to that compact, they assume the obligation to put in place the programs and the policies to make that goal, that aspiration, a reality. So the UN, the institution that was established to work for the achievement of this right, was UNESCO. And UNESCO set out to work with governments around the world in promoting a massive expansion in access to basic education.